77 degrees, partly sunny skies. The Palm Beach's morning report continues. And joining me now is Albert Mureschi with the Jupiter Tequesta Repeater Group. Albert, good morning.
Good morning, John.
You got a field day coming up this weekend. It's all about ham radios. First up, somebody new to ham radios. Tell us how it all works.
Well, basically, you have to have an amateur radio license, which you can go ahead and take the exam at any one of our local exam sites. And once you get your license, and you're able to go ahead and get on the amateur radio and start communicating around the world.
And we all know how important ham radio operators were after the hurricanes we went through in 2004 and 2005. Certainly keeps the lines of communications open. The field day this weekend, tell us about that. What's going to be out there?
Okay, field day is a national annual event where amateur radio operators from all across the United States gather together at different locations. There's about 3,000 different sites in the United States. And what they do is to basically make as many contacts as possible in a 24-hour period using emergency power sources such as generators, batteries, solar power. And it simulates an emergency disaster, basically, is what we're trying to establish, you know, be able to put up our antennas at a moment's notice and hook it up to emergency power and contact emergency personnel. We have quite an intricate system here in the county where we're able to communicate with the shelters, fire departments, and also the Emergency Operations Center in case of a disaster.
And it's communication all over the world. What's the farthest place you've reached?
Well, the farthest that I've reached was New Zealand.
Wow.
It's pretty far.
What kind of power do you have to have behind you, you know, with the amateur radio, the ham radio, to get that kind of distance?
It all depends on the conditions. Of course, the signals will bounce off of the ionosphere. There's different layers of the ionosphere. And if you happen to have the right conditions, you can probably use about 5 watts to contact somebody all the way around the other side of the world.
No kidding.
Yep.
Wow, that's amazing. 2007 annual field day tomorrow and Sunday at the Carlin Park Civic Center. Is it open to the public?
Yes, it is open to the public. We'll also have a GOTA station, which is a get-on-the-air station, where anybody can actually get on the amateur radio and make contact with somebody else. We're also going to have the Community Blood Centers of South Florida out there, the County Emergency Communications Vehicle, American Red Cross, the Palm Beach County Fire and Rescue Department will have a fire truck out there, and we also have some military radios, which will be on demonstration from the Army Reserve Office.
Sounds like a good time. You can learn about amateur radio, maybe become an amateur radio operator, at least learn more about it with the Jupiter Tequesta Repeater Group. Albert Mureschi, thank you very much.
And thank you, John. Have a great day.
We appreciate it. You too. All right, weekend is here, and maybe you're thinking of going to the movies. Chad Daly has your weekend movie preview.
Steve Carell reprises his role as newscaster Evan Baxter.